We've had quite a few people move in who have not heard their shenanigans. And somebody last night yelled out, "Shut up!" Brooks quick comes around from the bedroom and was like, "Did you tell them to shut up?" I'm like, no, that was not me this time. I already told them to make better life choices. I can't do any more with these people. Hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us for another weekly episode of Can I Tell You Something Funny? A podcast about nothing where Chris and I banter about the week's past activities. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Hey. I don't feel safe.
Okay.
Is this a safe space?
Yes, it is.
You're not recording for future use against me.
I don't know what you mean.
I saw I'm on Facebook.
No.
I know, but hold on. There's a Jad Jokes Everywhere group, and it's pretty funny. And it's one where it was this husband was like, "I don't think I said that." And then the wife, it just had like what it showed was a filing cabinet and her going through the files from 5 years ago.
Yes, I could say that. I have that mental filing cabinet with Brooks 100%. And he's like, gosh. I never said that. I'm like, oh, you did. You did, Blanche. You did.
how do you do that?
It's just a gift.
No, but I feel like, now. I was going to say, I feel like that's a womanly thing than it is like a man thing.
Yeah, because y'all don't listen to us the first time we say something, so we can get away with tons of stuff. You know, I'm paying attention. I just keep talking.
I don't know what I'm saying.
That's right. Words everywhere.
Just throwing them out there. Here, there. Oh, my goodness. I know.
Oh, man. Okay, well, hello.
Hey, everyone.
Chris. Hi. This is our third episode on camera. I'm going to start sharing these clips.
Nice.
Right? I'm excited. Yeah. Little YouTube action. Not the whole thing. People can't take us for that amount of time, Chris. That would be aggressive.
Might break
YouTube.
Can
only handle us in little bites.
Well, I saw that YouTube has new rules, so we might ban us.
What new rules might those be? I have no idea.
I have no idea. Just like good. Certain speech and stuff.
Oh.
Not that we do anything hateful.
Right, but no. We're jokes viral. And laughter. That's the goal, right? Isn't that what everybody wants? I don't want to go viral. Just saying. No. So I'm excited. You have good lighting this week.
Yeah.
Yay. It
doesn't help that it's like 9:30 when we record this at my time.
So. I know. It is late at night. I'll let it slide. I'm excited about that. I did not look at the stats. So I have no idea how many people listened to our last episode. It'll be a surprise.
It was a surprise to them. It was like a month later.
With our, non-scheduled podcast. I mean, I feel like this is like a week, right? Maybe a week and a half?
No, it was a week.
Really? We didn't record last week, though. Last Sunday. This is 2 weeks.
Well, I think we recorded in the middle of the week. It's a week and a half.
I'll let it slide because I have no idea. Doesn't matter. It's fine.
I thought you had the mental filing cabinet.
Yeah, but only for stupid shit that men say, not for like getting stuff wrong. I don't have a filing cabinet that big, Chris. I don't. I can't categorize it all.
My son was asking me to look for something today, so I went back downstairs and looked for it, and I couldn't find it. I was like, it's not on his. We have his shelf of toys and then my daughter's shelf of toys, and I was looking at his, couldn't find it. So like I came back upstairs and was like, I can't find it. He's like, "Oh, Dad, did you dad look for it again?" So he went back downstairs. He's like, "Dad, it was in your daughter, you know, my sister's shelf." I'm like, "Why'd you put it there? We should know."
Your kid's got your number already.
Oh my gosh. It's already starting.
I
Sarah.
I don't have to worry about that, Chris. We know this. I don't have that problem.
Man.
One of those youngsters in my future.
I know.
Good. Well, I'm excited. What are we talking about today? We have
You had a lot of things going on in your life the past week and a half, 10 days.
I do,
Maybe 14, we'll say.
I do have things to catch up on. I'm pretty excited that I have some stories, Chris. All right, I have to start with Building 6. You know. The ongoing saga with Building 6. So We've had quite a bit of action here at the apartment complex. Lots of people moving in and out. But remember a few weeks ago, well, I guess it's been like way longer than a few weeks ago, but like a month ago when the new people moved into Building 6 and I said, these are not Building 6 people. I can't wait to see what happens.
Like normal.
I had a gem of a little ditty happen. I love sitting by a window and I get to see all this stuff happen.
Do you sit by a window right now? Like, are you seeing Building 6?
Yeah. Yes, I can see it.
Okay.
Like, I'm direct line of vision with like half of the building, basically. It's like straight across.
The good half.
Yeah, the entertaining half, we'll say. So these people are very nice, I will say, you know, whatever.
How do you know?
And they've been decorating. Well, they're not doing anything that's ignorant. You know, when you move into an apartment, you can tell people who are like not used to apartment living and are very loud and just don't know how to adjust themselves that they're now in shared space, even though they have their own area that outside areas voice carries and, you know, not to be loud. I don't know. It's just like apartment etiquette. I don't even know how to explain it.
Frat boys or what?
They live next door to us. I'll get into that. So these folks were decorating their patio, right? And kept buying patio furniture and patio plants also. And so the middle of last week, the woman came out and was kind of moving things all around on the patio. Walked in, but walked so hard into the screen door that she bent it. Full force. The sliding glass door was open, so this is the screen. Now, I myself will own up to the fact that I have walked into these doors because they are, when they're clean, they're single pane glass. Like, it is really difficult to see them. So I would have given her a pass on that one. Door was open. It was just a screen. And she walked so hard that she bent it. I was dying.
How
was
big is this patio laughing. That you can get enough speed to...
Right? She really walked hard. I mean, in her defense, their patio is a little bit larger than ours, but I was laughing so hard. I almost fell off my chair. I was like, oh, they're Building 6 people. They fit right in. And to give you some perspective, if you're new to the podcast and don't know about Building 6, I talk about them almost every episode. They're just an eclectic group of people that maybe don't always have the best social skills and are just like a little bit awkward in some of the things that they do. Case in point, there were two moving trucks this weekend, kind of like back to back, blocking much of the area in between the two buildings. This happens quite often. Mm-hmm. The moving people know they just have to go to one side or the other so the cars can pass. They were on one side and there was a line of two cars that just sat there and honked on their horn instead of driving by. Plenty of room to drive by. And they just laid on the horn and they're like, murr, murr, murr. Nobody's there. Nobody's in the truck. Nobody's coming to help you. They're out moving. Gosh. Doesn't matter. It makes me laugh every time. This has happened multiple times. People just coming up. It's different people, not always the same people, but always Building 6 people. I love it. It's great entertainment.
Why didn't they go around?
Chris, I can't explain this nonsense. I have no idea.
Well, you know, new people are nice. I thought you might know.
Well, it wasn't them. They were in their apartment and everybody... Yeah, there were a whole like, a bunch of chipmunks out there looking.
You start yelling like, go around.
Oh, I tried that once and the guy yelled at the van to me. He's like, there's not enough room. I'm like, there is. I just turned around and walked away. I was like, I don't know what else to tell you. You totally make that. Yeah.
It's not like you're driving a yacht.
Right?
Or the Ever Given.
Right. And then sometimes they just pull up in front and like sit there directly in front of the truck. I'm like, you're not even trying. There's no A for effort here. You're not even getting out and assessing. You just sit there and they throw their hands up and get all upset. I'm like, okay, a little bit of assessment of the situation, like walk around, look and see, nothing. You just throw your hands up and yell.
I like it.
It's very aggressive. I love Building 6 antics. It's great for me.
What are you going to do when you move?
I'm sure there'll be more antics or I'll make my own. It'll be fine. We're not moving this year, so I still have another year of this fun and excitement. Yeah. Yes.
You upped again?
Yeah.
You don't sound so excited.
Well,
it's hard, I guess, with all this to look for a new place, but.
Yeah, prices are outrageous. Outrageous. I mean, how housing in general, I think, has gone up like 30%. And rent around here just keeps skyrocketing because everywhere that was more expensive started to move here, making this more expensive. And we're like, stop that. Stop that. Get out of here. So I don't know. And there's just a lot up in the air, right? Like, we still don't know what's going on with COVID. We don't want to move. Is there going to be another wave? Isn't there? Blah, blah, blah. And yeah, so whatever. We're settling in. We got the old man. We don't want to uproot him from his sniffer path. I'm like, it's 18. He's probably going to die from the stress if we move him because he doesn't know. He only knows where his little nose is, you know? He has no idea.
Got to keep the place.
Yeah. So, and it's not bad. We, as much as I make fun of it, we don't dislike living here. It's safe. People are friendly, you know. But they've been.
But you have fat bros next to you, though?
Yes. The dudes. The bros.
Is that recent?
Bruh. No.
You haven't talked to them. Is that when they had a party?
Yes. They had a big ass party last night, too. Hooting and hollering, screaming. Yes. And, you know, whatever. I let them go. It's fine. They usually just have their window and door open and they're screaming in their living room. Well, the noise carries in between the two buildings. Sure. We've had quite a few people move in who have not heard their shenanigans. Somebody last night yelled out, shut up. Brooks Quicks comes around from the bedroom and was like, did you tell them to shut up? I'm like, no, that was not me this time. I already told them to make better life choices. I can't do any more with these people. That's all I got.
Better life choices.
Well, remember, that was the New Year's Eve thing when they had all the people.
You should have slung up a sign, BLC.
Oh, my God. They're ridiculous. They're just terrible. They're 22 years old. Yeah, like, you know, not a care in the world. They don't give two shits about anything but themselves and no respect for space, sound.
Sure.
They were drunk and high. So, you know, it's like, whatever. You just.
Twofer.
Yeah. I just leave them go. I know. Like, I can't really be bothered. If you wake me up in the middle of the night, we're going to have words because I'm a cranky old lady. But other than that, I don't care. Shut my door. Move on. I just don't have time for it. I know.
The things I don't have to worry about.
Yeah, you're lucky. You're real lucky.
I have neighbors.
But, you know, we had that when we had the house back in Pennsylvania. We had some people that had big parties down the street from us and whatnot. So I think you have it anywhere. I just think in an apartment, everything is amplified, but it makes for good storytelling. So
it does. Yeah. Don't move. Don't move.
Then what am I going to do? I have to make shit up.
Yeah. I
don't. Listen, Chris, the other thing that's happened is the Easter holiday has passed.
It has.
And because we're still in COVID times, we had a nice little Zoom call with the fam.
Oh, nice.
Right? And, you know, my fam lives in the city. We grew up in the country, but they live in the city, Chicago.
Chicago proper.
Yeah. Big, big there, windy city. Right?
Was it windy?
I don't know. I guess.
Can I tell you really something? Understand. Can I tell you my only time I've ever been to Chicago?
Yeah.
It was windy.
You're like, I knew it.
It was in November, right? So it's probably the windiest time, right? Between hot and cold coming through there. And it was one of those situations where you're in the city proper. So like you're cruising down the block, you don't feel anything. And you come to that intersection where the wind is coming down and it literally just like throws you off because you're not expecting it. You're just like, do, 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 do. Well, I had this one guy was behind us as part of our group. Mm-hmm. And it was literally like a refrigerator size box, right? Like the massive size box.
Right.
That was literally, we're walking across this thing and we see this box come flying down the road, the intersection, right? Like in the city. This close to taking him out.
Oh my God. And you're like,
where the heck did this refrigerator box come from? It's just ridiculous. It's just like cruising down.
It does get very windy there. I know. Like 40 and 50 mile an hour winds is pretty standard for their gusts, which is insane to me, but whatever. I don't know if it was windy. I think it was a nice day. Who cares? It's not the point of the story. Chris, point of the story is. I was well,
the
asking,
Sunshine State.
Right. I was asking my niece and nephew, who are very young, both under five, right? Asking them like what the Easter Bunny brought them and what they got, all that kind of stuff. And they were all excited, showing me all the different things. And then they talked to me about the baby chickens. I'm like, what?
Baby chickens in the city?
I said, you got what? Baby chicks, Aunt Sarah. I'm like, oh, okay. And so my family proceeds to tell me that they rented.
Those little sugar chicks?
No, no. These are live chickens. Peeps.
Peeps. There we go.
They're made in Pennsylvania.
I don't like them.
Okay, that'll be our next topic. But first, these are live baby chickens.
Live chickens?
Live baby chickens. And so I look at my family and say, what? What are you doing with chickens in the city? And they calmly tell me that this is very much a city thing, and they rent them for 2 weeks and then they give them back. And I didn't know what to say to that. I'm like, what do you mean you rent them? Yeah, I rent them. And so then my family says to her, tell Aunt Sarah how you learned how to take care of the baby chickens. No joke. She says, I got it hot off the printer.
Like, what?
Hot off the printer. I said, what? Oh, yeah, your mom printed us out instructions on how to take care of the baby chicks and let her read them. I was dying. Now, I'm a country bumpkin. I grew up in the country. I raised baby everything, like every kind of baby animal you can think of, from pigs to goats to deer to mouflon sheep, like all of them, right? So I'm totally fine with this. I just couldn't believe this was a real thing. So
they have an apartment just like you, right? They don't have a house in this.
No, they have a house, but it's it's not a detached house. It's they live in the middle of the city, like concrete jungle. There's no yard.
Yeah.
There's no.
Yeah.
Wow. Rented some baby chicks.
Man, I am missing out on some business opportunities here.
Right? I was like, wait a minute. I'm so confused. How many weeks do you think you could rent out a baby chick before it got too big that you're like, okay, now what do I do? Because it's not old enough to be like an adult chicken to do whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
It's in that awkward like adolescent phase. What do you do with it? I had so many questions, Chris, that went unanswered.
Yeah, I was going to say, how old were they when they got these? Where did they even find this? Is it like they come in a box, like shipped to them? Like,
I don't know. I don't know what happened. Nobody would tell me the whole story. They moved right on. Like, this was completely normal. And my mind was blown. I had so many questions.
Oh, my goodness. I would be blown, too.
I didn't know this was a thing.
What else can we send to the city?
I don't know. I mean, maybe a baby rabbit.
I was going to say, you can rent a rabbit. I have two.
Right. I had rabbits growing up. Rabbits. Mice. Oh, they come there anyway. Rats.
Oh. Yeah. That's it, too.
I mean, chicks.
They bring ducks. The plague, though, don't they?
Maybe baby ducks. Snakes bring the plague? What?
No, rats.
Oh, yeah.
Mouse,
yeah. You could do baby ducks.
Yeah.
That'd be super cute. They're just so cute. They're little bitty bills. They're adorable.
Did you have baby ducks?
Yes.
Did you really?
I'm telling you, every baby everything that you can name. I can't think of a baby.
I don't think I appreciated that you truly grew up on a farm.
Oh, yes. Yes. My grandfather had a huge farm. Yeah. Baby everything. Nice. Baby peacocks, Chris. Baby guinea hens.
Aren't they annoying?
Yes, they're awful. They make this horrible screeching sound.
Aren't they the ones with the big plume? Like the multicolored?
The males. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Females
do not have them. Around. There's a farm near me here that used to have them.
Yeah.
They'd run around and then chase you.
Yeah.
They're very angry.
Yes, they're very angry birds.
It's like the geese coming back now, right now. Do you have geese down in San Diego?
We do, down at the Mission Bay. There's a lot of Canadian geese, but not up here, thankfully. We have some mallard ducks that hang out at our park. I don't know why.
But Canadian geese are so angry.
They're so angry.
They should not be called Canadian geese because Canadians are so nice.
Eh?
But they will attack you.
Yeah, they're terrible. They're terrible things. Not as bad as a swan. Swans are really nasty. Geese in general. Emus. I had baby emu. Saw baby
emu. Did you really?
Yeah. He sold all these things. So he would like get the eggs, hatch them. He had a whole hatchery. So we'd have all these eggs and I had to go in and turn all of them and like make sure they were all okay. And then when they hatched, I have to take care of them until he sold them. Baby everything. country bumpkin.
I was going to say. Which means you don't have the farm anymore since you all left the area.
Right. No more farm. No more farm for me. Mm. Concrete jungle.
I know.
Where you can rent baby chickens. It's a lucrative business model. But I would really like to know what happens when they become adolescent chickens before adult chickens and what that life cycle looks like.
Probably come dinner.
Right? Here's Francine
this
back.
This is the perfect, oh my goodness. This is like the perfect business model, right? You rent them out, they pay you
right
to rent them out. Then you get them back when they grow up. Because I think what most chickens are only like 30 to 60 days old, right? They're not that old. So, I mean, it's pretty like boom, boom. And so that'd be perfect.
No. Chickens are like a year old, aren't they? 30 to 60 days. Come on. You're not slaughtering a chicken at 30 days. No way.
I don't think it's that long. A tiny little
pigeon-like bird. That's not going to be a whole
come
chicken.
On. Look it up here real quick while we're...
Get out of here.
I'm going to look it up. Hold on. I need to get on my...
Get out the gooks.
Let me Google this for you.
Can't be.
All right, we got to figure this out.
Chicken.
How old are chickens?
when they go to slaughter.
That's what I'm putting.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, are they three to four months to get a good size? All right.
Yeah, see? So what do you do?
90 to 120 days.
Okay, but still, 30 days is not, no. Definitely not. So that means you have like two or three rentals. You could rent them out, right? You could rent them out for two or three times before you actually have to do something with them.
I know. But you make money there instead of spending money to like feed them. You can.
Right?
Brilliant. It says, hold on. This is the USDA, right?
Mm.
Broiler fryers are young, tender chicken about 7 weeks old. So I wasn't wrong. 90 days. And then roasters are 3 to 5 months.
Yeah. That's sad. Anyway. Oh, this took a dark turn.
Always.
Oh, what can I say? So that's the highlights with me, Chris. I didn't know you could rent baby chickens, but apparently you're missing out on some business opportunities.
No, this is brilliant. My buddy always said, he's like, we need to sell Christmas trees in the city.
We've talked about this.
I know. Yeah, we obviously have fuel and all this other stuff, but
yeah, make boku bucks.
Business. Maybe we can get Amazon to deliver.
Oh, gosh,
on the drone.
No, anything but Amazon. What's going on in your world, Chris? You selling baby chickens?
No, we haven't gotten chickens. We talked about getting them, but we haven't yet. So, not only being tied down, we have no animals besides the two rabbits. So,
yeah, that's
really nice. Live
pick
free.
Up and go. Yeah.
Even the rabbits, though. I didn't want to deal with anything with the rabbits. Who's the one that cleans their pen? You know how smelly.
You do.
You know how smelly rabbits can get when they...
Oh, it's terrible.
They're
ridiculous.
They're terrible. So
gross.
Disgusting.
So gross.
So,
bugs and hopscotch. That's what we had.
They're still in our... We still have them in the garage from the cold winter. But I need to get them out, so... Not too much. What was going on? So we started, kids started soccer. So we finally got them kind of back into sports-ish, after like, oh my gosh, a year and a half. Well, kind of. It's like just with COVID and stuff being like very safe and whatnot. So I say ish.
Do they wear a mask?
So when they're out on the field, no. Everyone else does. So they don't. There's whole like protocols and stuff. So like with... Just kind of like quasi school minus the mask, like you have to report, temperatures and all that kind of good stuff. So hopefully there's nothing, in our neck of the woods. Although Pennsylvania has more cases than Cali does. So
yeah, I saw that.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens. So we were a little nervous doing it, but I don't know. Just trying to figure that out. So yeah, it's 4 nights a week, Sarah.
That's terrible. Sounds awful.
Monday, I know. I'm like a cranky old man thinking about Monday through Thursday. I got to like be at the soccer field. I coach too. So it's not just like showing up and just like getting your little one out there. It's like, crap, what drill am I going to run next?
Yeah.
I just can't remember. I don't remember. It's been over a year.
Responsibility.
Over a year. It's ridiculous.
I know. But doesn't it feel nice to do something outside? Like,
It does, but also like somewhat selfishly, I'm just like, it was really nice not having to run around to places. You know what I mean? Like the kids were, you know, they were happy. You know, they weren't playing like team sports, but they were happy. And now it's like getting back into it. I'm like, I just dread every evening now. It's such a buzzkill, Sarah. I'm a buzzkill. Yeah.
That's a problem.
It is hard with the kids. It's like this weird dance as a parent, right? Because you want your kids to be like super involved and like be well-rounded, mm-hmm. sports and activities and other things like that. But it also is like soul sucking as a parent, because you're just like the chauffeur.
Right.
You know what we should do? We should get like an Uber person to take your kids everywhere. God.
Sounds like child endangerment.
That's right. Probably is.
Oh my gosh. I mean, can't you just hire a driver that's like a nanny or something? Like, we don't actually need you to watch them here. We just need you to take them everywhere. Or me. I don't have to go.
I know. Oh my gosh. I know. So no, it's been consuming. So it's been above freezing, so I'm trying to get the pool started, getting that around. So that's been.
It's only April. Pools don't open in April in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You all are due for some snow here. It's going to happen again.
Never know. I have this whole plan on how to heat the water.
Okay, I can't wait. Let's hear it. How's this going to go, Chris?
So I was trying to figure out, like a lot of the solutions people have is like getting the solar powered. You know, having the mm-hmm. panels go through or putting up on your roof. People have that. But living out in the country, I saw a lot of YouTube videos and no conspiracy theories, but actually having a wood-fired heater.
No. Sounds not safe at all.
I know it is. It's just like a wood. So what you do is, I'm not going to do it off the pump. Most people do it off the pump. I'm going to do it on the backside of the pool. But essentially, you have like 100 foot of stainless steel coil.
Uh-huh.
You pull water from the pool and you put that coil like in a fire. I'm going to use like a brick that I have and make a fire pit. Have the water go through that, which is in the fire, heat the water up, and then it shoots out, you know, the other side and goes back into the pool. So I saw this one YouTube video. The guy did like a mathematical formula about how many, based on how many gallons your pool is and what the water temperature is and the flow per minute, like what you can anticipate your.
Just spend the couple $100 and buy a solar cover. What is the problem?
Oh, no, I have a solar cover.
I don't understand then. Why would you go through all this extra work?
It doesn't get hot enough.
Oh, my gosh. How hot do you want this pool?
I
want
to start swimming in, like, May.
Oh, wow.
I know. I like elongate the season.
That's intense. So I'm so confused. Okay, how does the water get into the coil if you're not using the pump?
So have you ever, like, you can pump, you can, yeah, well, hold on. So what, this is disgusting. So I have the cover on the pool and there's water on top. Oh, there was. So I got 1/2 inch, like piping, like plastic piping.
Yeah.
Coiled up. Right. And you suck the air out and it pulls the water up through. So essentially that's what I did. So I'm going to do the same thing through the coil and just hook that up. And you can use a hand pump of some sort instead of my mouth sucking the water and getting that crap in your mouth.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
So I was going to do the same thing and then do that. And, you know,
and it's just going to continuously go.
It goes forever.
As long as it's a closed system.
As long as it's closed, long as it's in the water.
Okay.
And the kids don't bump it.
Right.
That's what happened with mine.
I was going to say, well, how does the other end get back in? You just have it like hanging over the side of the pool or something?
Yeah, you just put them in. Yeah. Cinnamon. I'll take a picture out, and if I get to it
like
this year,
a recipe for disaster, because I can totally see the kids splash around just like, there goes.
It's like so hot, so hot.
Seriously, how are you gonna make sure they don't get like burned by it? You can temperature control the fire.
So
how hot is this gonna get?
It's not gonna get like 120. How do you know?
How do you know if you have just a fire?
Well,
you can't control that heat.
Well, yeah, but it's going to go through. It's only going to get so hot. It's going to be like 50 degrees right now. It's going to go through the pipe. It's like 100 feet. It's not going to get like boil their skin off like Indiana Jones.
That's what I picture it. Melting.
Don't look at the fox. That's exactly what's gonna happen.
Oh, Chris.
No, I would tell the kids to it. It's a big pool. And I wouldn't do it when they're in it. Like, I was gonna just, you know, crank the heat up to get the thing going, so.
Okay, so then it's gonna have to be redone, like, each time. This sounds like so much freaking work.
I already have campfires out there. And I'm like, might as well make them useful. Besides, I mean, eating them.
Whatever. I can't wait. You should take some pictures.
I will. I'm gonna take a video.
Some video of this.
I'm like, suck it, Sarah.
See, that's good YouTube material.
So hot. Touch it. I will. I'm gonna make a video.
This is gonna be awful. Yes, you need to tape this because tape. See how old I am.
I know. When you get the Betamax out.
Because millimeter. This is such a dad thing to do.
Gosh, it so is. It so is.
I'm like, this is, yeah. You've improvise. Hit that, improvise. That dadhood of improvise. Like, I'm not going to buy anything else. I'm going to see what YouTube can teach me. And I'm going to do that.
No, so I've done some research. That's not just like craziness here. But those solar powered don't generate enough heat.
For who, though? How hot do you want this pool? Like in the 80s?
I want it to get warm. I want it to get warm so I can go in when it's not super hot.
Oh, it sounds like you just need to suck it up and get used to colder water.
So cold. So cold. The water was cold.
I was in the pool. Oh, my gosh. You would never survive in the ocean here.
I know, it's so cold in the ocean. I haven't come visit yet.
Yeah, that's it. Sure.
Yeah, I can say, what is the temperature of the ocean out there?
Right now?
No, ooh. Just in, like, when it's in its warmest.
Oh, like 68 to 70.
Why is it so cold?
The Pacific? It just always is chilly. I don't know. Has to do with the currents, I guess, because, you know.
You don't ask the Pacific, you don't ask why.
No, I don't ask questions. Ocean, cold, wetsuit.
Because, because you're lower in like the Atlantic, right? It gets in the 70s, 80s.
Yes, but this water is coming from
the north.
The north, and like
which
Alaska,
is the, which is yeah. the which cold. Is the opposite with the
right.
You got the whatever that strait is called.
Currents and flow.
What is the current called here on the eastern seaboard? It's the
I don't know, the ocean.
Hey, the ocean called. They're running out of you.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, good. Did you try and boil your children with their pool heater?
It's not going to be that hot.
That's what I'm afraid of. You're going to go through all this effort. It's not even going to raise it like 3 degrees.
Don't you worry. I'm going to be out there all day.
Damn it.
All right. I already told my wife we're going to be on this 24/7. We're going to take turns keeping the fire going.
You got to put the thermometer in like the center of the pool so that you know how warm it's actually getting. Are you going to get, are you just going to leave the circulator going all the time? Yeah. The pump or whatever so that it moves everything around?
Sarah, you got it all figured out.
Yeah, brains of the operation.
I got it all figured out except for actually how to do it.
Great. Again, we need video.
Don't you worry. I will take play-by-play.
Yeah. I can't wait. It's gonna be good. Awesome. What else you got going on, Chris, besides your epic pool heater?
I'm trying to swap out a faucet in my tub.
Oh, no.
Which is not working well. It's not coming out.
Yeah. It's hard because you have to, like, get the stopper thing, but it's, like, behind the wall usually. You have to, like, do a whole bunch of cutting and whatnot. It's not that easy.
It's a tub shower, so it has the – I took the tub thing off not knowing I need to do that. I thought, oh, I'll take this because that's where the leak was. It's in the single arm spigot thing. Now, the problem is with that is I watched a lot of YouTube videos, again, trying to understand all the stuff here. And I got the exact one. I'm like, perfect. Got the replacement piece. Took it all apart. Exactly what I was supposed to. And that comes like a little plastic piece that you put like your wrench on to turn it, loosen up, and it pulls right out, right? Oh, every video. Easy. This one doesn't turn. I've literally almost snapped the plastic trying to get that bloody thing to turn. like to get it to go around. So that's where I'm at. I have like a million and a half hex screws or a hex, you know.
Right.
Sitting around my bathtub because I had to find the right size for every single one, yeah. like the screws. So sometimes that's where I'm stuck. So I put
WD-40.
Well, I tried doing that. Some people say they put vinegar because like the, some of the calcium build up.
Yeah.
It's like there's like no place to like put it. So and I was like, I don't want to put like oil in there because does that like then will start when I put the new one in, will that still be residual? So I put like cooking spray in there. I tried to get some of that. So
yeah,
I don't know. I haven't tried it since then.
Not working.
I get angry. I moved on my pole. My pole plants.
Hulk out on it. Yeah, you're like, screw that. I'll fix that later. Let me look at new videos.
I'm just gonna shower in the pool.
That's why you needed to be so warm. I see. All making sense now. Full circle.
Oh, I'm gonna have a video of you see me. I'm gonna have my wife. I'm gonna have her just sitting there videotaping while I'm getting. Enjoying some of the warm water coming on me. Enough hour, like, ooh, it's like an Iceland the hot springs.
Yeah, I do want to go to the hot springs of Iceland, by the way.
So well, I'm going to have my own homemade hot springs.
Yeah, I can hear that. I can't. I'm still not convinced, but okay. I hear that it's coming.
Whatever.
It's fine. Good.
I'm just going to say, suck it.
Embrace the suck, as your shirt would say.
It does.
Oh, man.
I'll wear the shirt just for that, and I'll say.
Terrific. That would be awesome. Very good.
No, I have to. We'll see.
All right, good. I think that's it. I don't have anything else going on.
I don't think so either. Yeah.
That's enough, I think.
Yeah. I'll let you know. Well, the next week or two, I will be working on this, so I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay. Well, I'll be waiting on bated breath. Can't wait. In between episodes, you can follow along on social media. So now I'll be tweeting out all of these little clips, these little gems.
I like it.
On the YouTubes. Mm-hmm. And I'll link all the YouTube channel in there because that's going to be, I got to figure all that out. But it's coming. So it's Christmas. This will be here way before that.
So is my hot water.
Right? Oh, gosh. So you can follow us on Twitter at Can I Tell You? That's letter U. Funny. You can listen to all past episodes over on the website at sarahnosocks.com/somethingfunny. You can subscribe, rate and review, tell your friends, share with your coworkers. If you still have them. If not, share with your mom and dad. Sisters, brothers. Probably not children. Not appropriate. Children are appropriate. No. Yeah, what else, Chris? PSA, do you have a PSA?
You haven't sworn as much, so maybe we are getting more PG.
I feel like I do swear, but yeah, this week I don't know. There wasn't.
It's in the past few.
Really?
Yeah.
You know why? Because on my other podcast, most of the guests don't swear. So then I feel uncomfortable swearing, and I think it's just naturally carried over.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So it doesn't feel natural to me. I drop a lot of F-bombs usually.
Oh, my goodness, I know.
Maybe I'm just getting older, more refined.
More wise, yeah. Like a fine wine or stinky cheese.
Yeah, stinky cheese is more like a... I don't think it's coming.
My PSA would be, I think most states are... Everyone's eligible for the vaccine. Most states are or very close to it, so get it.
Yes.
And get stuck with whatever you can get.
Yes. Excellent.
Not stuck with whatever you get, but like get.
Right. Know, get the shot. Injection. Yeah. Whatever you can get. The appropriate COVID vaccine when eligible.
Yes.
I agree. I support this PSA. Get your vaccine. Also, my PSA is still got to wear your mask. Just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you can't wear your mask when you're out in public. Only when you're in your little vaccinated bubble or whatever the CDC says. Follow their guidelines. I don't know. You still got to wear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, don't leave your window open when your baby's screaming. Just saying.
Yeah. You know, now that I'm coaching and I have to wear my mask much more often, I have to shave.
Mm-hmm.
Having a beard and wearing a mask outside the whole time, and it's just so
hot,
itchy.
Sweaty,
and which itchy. Defeats the purpose of having a mask when you're like always itching.
Yeah.
So I gotta shave this week. So I'm not 24/7 or the whole time scratching.
Oh my gosh. Good. Well, there you go. Yeah. clean shaven face when wearing a mask.
You see me in a week or two, clean shaven.
Good.
Debonair.
Whenever the next one is. We never know. That's half the fun.
I might have a full beard again. It only takes a month and a half.
Right? Oh my gosh. It won't be a month and a half. It'll be before that. But until then, yeah, listen, subscribe, rate, review. Watch us on YouTube. I'm excited. Those little clips are going to be good, Chris.
It's going to be gold. Gold!
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 Gold! All right. Bye.
See you.